The company, the guy I'm speaking to me right now, I didn't dial your phone number. See, what you don't understand, and the people you report this information to, the reason why you cannot put a stop to it is because you guys don't understand the dichotomy of how it works. The person you're speaking to right now, when you press 1 to be transferred, is in a call center. Their job is to qualify you for a lower interest rate offer. We have a telephone in front of us. We don't make any outbound calls. I don't have any of your personal information. I don't have your phone number. I can't remove you. The people who call you are a marketing company that transfers your call to us. That marketing company has been doing this for years. If you record the telephone numbers that's on your telephone, they're bogus numbers.
I know they're bogus numbers, but you do have my personal information. You called me by my name. You know who I am.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. I can explain to you how I did that. No, I apologize for that. I just did 411. That's all. Yeah, just 411. That's just the technique I use to call people by their name. But no, I don't have any of your personal information, sir.
Well, how do I get onto this you are Consumer Card Services LLC then, and they are who are calling.
No. See, you'll see. When you start contacting your attorney general, you make as many complaints as possible, you'll find out that it's pretty much a loophole. There's nothing that could be done.
It's illegal. It's absolutely illegal.
It's illegal, but it's just a fine. It's not a criminal. See, that's the thing they don't explain to you when you sign up for the Do Not Call Registry. It's not criminal. So the marketer that's calling you, even though your name is on the Do Not Call Registry, you have to get proof that marketer is contacting you. So they'll tell you record the phone numbers, record the calls, keep a record, file that information, and email it to them. But they can never trace that marketer down. Because that marketer actually uses internet telephone systems with IP to IP addresses that bounce all across the world. And he's never, ever going to be caught. So our company's not doing nothing wrong. We hired a marketer. We pay him. If they ever come to us about the calls, we will tell them this is our marketer. I've never dialed a phone number in my life, sir.
Yeah, but that's what you're doing. What you're doing is unethical. And I believe it's illegal.
Yeah, it is illegal, but it's not criminal, though. Like, the marketer will only get a fine. That's it. He'll never go to jail for harassing you.
But your company knowingly is using a company that is breaking the law.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. All right, so Consumer Card Services LLC is basically breaking the law.
To my understanding, but I'm not the owner. Now, as far as the owner might understand, who doesn't be on the phone, the owner doesn't know. He might think that his marketer is the greatest in the world. But me, a lower-level employee like myself who just works in the call center, I understand that the marketer does not follow the rules. So, I mean, I don't think the owner could be responsible for something he doesn't do. It's a loophole.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I've taken up a fair amount of your time.
You have a good afternoon, sir.
Thank you.